Then I smelt smoke. That got me worried. I shouted the watchman because I didn't really know which way the exit was. But there was no answer. The smell kept getting stronger, though. And then there was this rustling noise from the back of the hall. I turned round and I could see someone standing behind the sheeting. Just a blur was all I could see, but it was a person. Looked a bit thin to be the guard, because he was on the big side, but anyway, I went towards him or her, whichever it was. Got my hand on the pepper spray just in case. But when I was about 5 foot from it, this thing sort of put out its hand. All I saw was the hand, but it was enough. I ran like hell, and so would you. What? The hand? Well, it was like a claw, it was. All black, like it'd been burnt. And there was this smell, and it was so much stronger. Don't look at me like that, all right? I told you it was going to be weird. I'm not a nutter. I know what I saw. So, yeah, I legged it. But all the corridors were dark, and they all looked the same. That stink was there, wherever I went. And there were noises too, rustlings and creaking, like the kind people make when they're creeping around. I panicked a bit. I'm not ashamed to say it. Got completely lost. So I'm in this corridor and there's not much light. A bit, coming through the window at the end. But that's all. And then there was hardly any light at all. Because then there was someone standing in front of the window, out of nowhere, like that. Could hear it breathing. It sounded... I'll tell you what it sounded like. I had an uncle, died a few years ago. Lung cancer. I remember going to see him that last week in Christie's. The way he breathed. All hoarse and rasping, and heavy and slow like it hurt. It was like that. What else? Oh, it was thin. Dead thin. And there were... I swear to God, there were gaps in it. Like holes, you know? But the worst of it was, and this is the thing where I know you'll think I flipped. I thought I had two. Its eyes. Or where its eyes should have been. They were like these little orange lights. Like embers, you know? He started coming towards me and I backed away, turned around. Except now the whole corridor behind me was full of shadows and they were moving. And then, one by one, set by set, these little pairs of embers started blinking on. And the stink of smoke just filled the corridor till I couldn't breathe. Smoke and something else. Smell of burnt things. They closed in on me. Herded me back towards the end of the corridor and the thing there. I couldn't see its face. Any of their faces. God, am I glad of that. Am I ever. He just looked down at me, and I could hear them all breathing, all around me. And there was this noise, clicking and crackling as it raised its arm, reached a hand out towards my face, and stopped. There was this long pause, and all I could hear was their breathing. And then it stepped back, and I could feel the others drawing away. It pointed. I followed its finger, and there was a door. I ran for it. I legged it down the stairs. Next I knew I was in the foyer. I didn't stop running till I was back in the car.
If you have enjoyed listening to this production, the full audio CD version is available from our online shop.